Okay, so I want to embrace a little bit in the Rashba. So what do we see in the Rashba? The way I wanted to learn up the Rashba. The Rashba learned Pshat in the Gemara that Chizenev is Nova V'Elech. The Gemara is explaining that the Torah wasn't a Chayim. The Chivos of Torah V'Kach to walk behind this Behemah and be Shomer. So maybe he's Potter from, that's why he's Potter from Shen Regel, and that's why he's Potter from Kishkosh as well. Certainly, whereas what about Karen? Why does he have to? There, he also doesn't have to walk behind this behemoth, and there he's not Potter. So the, well, let me put this in. After all of the Sakratari in the Rashba, so the bottom line, what came out of the Rashba is that the Sarvach Yavzenev Biznov of Yelech says that the person is not Machliv to walk behind his behemoth and hold its feet and hold the Zonuf. And therefore, the Torah wasn't Machayev. And therefore, the behemoth has reshus to go and be mazik, the shen v'ragel. It can't be the behemoth doesn't have reshus. The behemoth doesn't have reshus. You can't allow your behemoth to go do things that it doesn't have reshus to do. But the Torah said that you're potter. The Torah said lechivos the Torah. The Torah said you don't have to be shomer the behemoth. So according to the behemoth has reshus to go and to go kedarka, even though it's going to be mazik, but there if you look, it's going to be mazik the shen v'ragel, as is meduyik in the Ramah. So what about Karen? He's not mechuyev to walk behind his behemoth and Yechazenev is not the kind of Yelech. He's not mechuyev to walk around behind the behemoth and hold on to its karnayim. And yet there you can say that the behemoth has reshus to be menageh. He is chayev chatzin ezek. Obviously the behemoth doesn't have reshus to be menageh. So the Gemara says, no, hosam lav urchiyu. As the Rashba explains, lav ches kashima kaimu. The reason why he doesn't have to walk behind the behemoth is not because the behemoth has reshus to be menageh. The behemoth does not have reshus to be menageh. The reason why he doesn't have reshus to why he doesn't have to walk behind the behemoth is because he doesn't need to walk behind the behemoth because it's becheska shimer anyway. But the lemaise the behemoth is not supposed to be menageh. But you don't have to walk behind it because it's becheska shimer. The Torah gave you a knas. You should do a shmir yisera. You should do an itirusim ariyosa. You should do a little bit of a better shmir because you don't want the behemoth to be menageh. By shen v'regel, there's no reason to do it. The Torah has no interest in you doing a bigger shmir. The behemoth has reshus to go. I worry about other people's parents. People shouldn't be leaving their parents because they're rabbi, like the Russians by confesses. Anyway, that was the mahalach in the mahalach in the Rashba. Koma. But I was thinking afterwards, so at the end of the day, what do we have over here? We have basically a fancy explanation of why Shen Verego, Urche, is Potter. And Karen is Chayiv. Karen is Chayiv Chatzinesi. Shen Verego is Potter because you don't have to walk behind your behemoth. And therefore, the behemoth has reshus to go into the mazik, and Karen is chayev because the behemoth is beches kashima kaima, but it does not have reshus to be menageh. Maybe I should also add already: how come the behemoth has reshus to be mazik b'shen regel and it doesn't have reshus to be menageh? Like, why is that? How come the Torah gave the behemoth reshus to be mazik b'shen regel, but we don't say the behemoth has reshus likewise to be menageh? What's the difference? The difference is poshut. Shen regel is urchei. So the behemoth has reshus to go in the b'rishus rabbim and to do whatever the behemoth normally does as it goes b'rishus rabbim. Giving the behemoth reshus to go b'rishus rabbim includes giving the behemoth. It doesn't make any sense to say the behemoth has reshus to go b'rishus rabbim, but only if it recites Shakespeare. If the behemoth has reshus to go b'rishus rabbim, it has to go b'rishus rabbim the way a behemoth goes, and a behemoth goes, it's going to be mazik b'shen v'rekel. But the behemoth doesn't have reshus to go b'rishus rabbim and do things that are unusual. So it has to be menageh. That's unusual. That's mishuna. To do things that are mishuna, the behemoth doesn't have reshus to do. Why don't you have to be shomer? You don't have to be shomer because b'ches kashim rekaim. We don't expect the behemoth to do unusual things. And the chorus talk of two sides of the same coin. The behemoth has reshus to go and be mazik b'shen v'regel because it's usual. That's why you don't have to watch it. Those things that are not usual, the behemoth does not have reshus to do. You don't have to watch that either because why should you expect it to do an unusual thing? So the fact that it's unusual, Karen, it's on the one hand the reason why the behemoth has no reshus to do it, but on the other hand, it's the reason why you don't have to be shomer it, because why should you think it's going to do an unusual thing? And that's the idea of b'ches kashim rekaim. Okay, fine. So at the end of the day, we have here an elaborate explanation of why the Torah patered Urche, Shen v'regel, and the Torah was mechayev by Karen. The Torah patered Urche because that the behemoth has reshus to do, and you don't have to watch it, and there's a gilui over here, you don't have to watch it. And Karen is lav Urche, so maybe you should have to watch it, except that it's b'ches kashima kaim, so you don't have to bother to watch it because it's already watched, and so on and so on. The question is, but what does this all have to do with the bayah of kishkashu b'znova? At the end of the day, the bayah, the Gemara, what's the din of kishkashu b'znova? So it's a shaila, it's a ruchay, it's a lavuchay. The word takes, my mi boile. The word says, the shaila is kishkishiseir. That's the shaila, it's kishkishiseir, ruchay, it's a naruchay. So at the end of the day, this fancy theory, what was it moisif to how to be pushed to buy? And if I didn't have this fancy theory, and all I knew is what it says in Torah, ruchay is potter and then lavuchay is chayat. I would still have a shaila. What's kishkishiseir? Is it ruchay, is it naruchay? And after I have this whole fancy theory, the things that are urche, the behemoth has just to do, and things that are not urche, the behemoth doesn't have just to do, but you don't have to expect that it's going to do them. At the end of the day, so I've just given a very elaborate explanation of why urche is potter and why lav urche is chayiv, which I knew to begin with, that urche is potter and lav urche is chayiv. So even when I knew it from cheder. So now I have I'm in yeshiva doyle, and now I have a better understanding of why it's so. But I always knew that that's the din, urche is potter and lav urche is chayiv. But I don't know what kishkishiseir is it urche is lav urche? So what was this whole? What was this whole explanation? Moisif and that bayah, and b'yoser that is more in the Rashba at the end, that the Gemara Taka wants to be is being pushed at the bayah with this. The Rashba then was tabo that when the Gemara says my kmi boyle and kishkish shesayer kmi boyle, the Gemara knew that all along, and in fact the Gemara when it said the v'chiyachizen ben zdov v'yelof and so on was coming to be pushed at the bayah. How was the Gemara pushed at the bayah? How do you know? Maybe kishkish shesayer is taka mishuna. The Rashba says that's the suffix. Is kishkish shesayer mishuna if it's not mishuna? If it's mishuna, then what's the time of chizen if it's not v'yelach? No, maybe taka has no shush to be makashkish kishkish shesayer. You don't have to be chayshish for kishkish shesayer. Like what's the where's the hachra over here? V'chiyach chizen if it's not v'yelach. Fine, true. You don't have to be chizen if it's not, but I still don't know why because there's always two possibilities. Things that are urche, you don't have to be oiches because the behem has shush. Things that are not urche, Bain does not have a shush, you don't have to be oiches and shomer because you don't expect them to happen. But then you have to pay chatzineset. Well, what is kishkish shesayer? Is kishkish shesayer urche, and you don't have to hold the tail because it has a shush to do it? Or is kishkish shesayer lav urche, and you don't have to hold the tail because you don't expect it to do it? But then you have to pay chatzineset. So which one? That's the buy. Where will we push it to buy?
Where does Rebbe say that the rash is dealing with shush and not shush? Nor does he say
anything about Rashi. No, I was machriach from the Chesed because the Rashba says that because the Rashba says when the Gemara asks from Karen, if you just learn that the Gemara is saying you have no chiyuv shmirah, your chiyuv shmirah is not over here, it just means you don't have a chiyuv shmirah. That's why you're potter, like you're honest. You have no chiyuv shmirah. So the Gemara asks from Karen. So why by Karen do you have to pay chatzinetzer? So what's the Gemara's answer? Becheska shimer kaim. So that's not. How does it answer the question? It makes the question worse. So the Alach Haskana Lacham, you have no chiyuv shmirah. That was the question. That was the question last time. So shvarim lab beches kashim kaima is a siba. Stam shvarim beches kashim kaima is a siba lifter, not a siba to be mechayev. The Gemara is asking why is Karen chayev? Why do you say because zayin v'kaina v'yelach? So what's the teretz? Beches kashim kaima. Beches kashim kaima. That's more reason to be potter, not more reason to be chayev. The Gemara makes no sense the way the Rashi was reading. That's one of the glaring problems in the Rashi. So I said, no, the pshat is the, so I said, the pshat must be that by Shem Beregel, the Chizen was not available, you don't have to watch it. That's because the behemoth is not going to do it. You don't have to watch it because the behemoth is allowed to do it. Fred the Mercer, why? What's Karen any different? Terence said, no, Karen, you also don't have to watch it. But Karen, you don't have to watch it for a different reason. Not because it's allowed to do it, but because you don't expect it to do it. But we'd like you to do it. But if that's the case, doing it here, we would like you to do it a Shemir Malia.
But we can just say it's Orche and not Orche. Why are we saying it's Rishus and not Rishus? I mean, We're adding a word Rishus that the Rambam added, but the Rashba never added.
Yeah, but I think it's Muchach and the Rashba, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. How does he learn the Gemara's Teretz of Stam Shorim Beches Kashim
Mechaim? That is not Orch. And that's what is a Knas, Balaam. That's what he says. He says, Lav Orchei, Beches Kashim Mechaim. Afal Gav Dechaim Tevat Torah.
So Lav Orchei, so you should have even less Chiyav Shemira than Beshen Meregel. Elamai, they made a Knas, and make a Knas Beshen Meregel also, so you could chasam in a Sefer. Like, what was the Gemara's Kashu was, why is Karen, if there's a svar v'chiyach zenev is nova v'yelech, which makes you potter, so there should be by Karen also a svar v'chiyach zenev v'karna v'yelech, which makes you potter. So what's the Gemara's teretz? It's lav urche. What does lav urche mean? It's beches kashim rekaim. So it makes no sense. You didn't answer the question. You made the question worse. So the Gemara should answer, that's a knas. So let the Gemara say that. Forget the whole beches kashim rekaim. The Gemara should just answer, oh, that's a knas. And then that will lead to another question, so make a knas v'shen v'regel. So we can maybe say, Teretz, why there's no knas v'shen v'regel? Fine, we have a whole Gemara, but not the Gemara that we have. That's not the Talmud Bavli. Somehow the v'chir zedev is the v'lav urchihu, v'ches kashim v'kaimu, is a Teretz for the kasha. So I thought, that's the Mahalach HaDvarim. The Gemara takes for granted lechivasa Torah b'kach. You don't have to be oiches b'znova, and you don't have to be oiches b'kainah for that matter. Lechivasa Torah b'kach. That says over here in the parasha of Shen Randall, you're not mechuyev to walk behind your behemah. There's a gili, the Torah is megal, you don't have to walk behind your behemah. Why not? Because, so obviously you don't have to walk behind your behemah. What's the behemah going to do? It's going to be mazik, but that's okay. The Torah lets that happen. Frank the Moser, what about Karen? You don't have to walk behind your behemah and hold the Karen there either. It must be the Torah lets that happen too. So why do you have to even pay a knas? So no, there's a different reason. There you don't have to walk behind the behemoth, not because the behemoth is allowed to do it. There you don't have to walk behind the behemoth because it's b'ches kashim. You don't think it's going to be menageh. But it doesn't have a shush to be menageh. Anyway, that's what that was the last week's year. I think that's still true. But my question now is, fine, but how does that have anything at all to do with the bayah of kishkishisei? So I think the answer is this. And this is maybe we will have now to Sefer Savan of the whole Gemara. The Gemara had a bayah by Kishkish Yisera. Now what's the feature of Kishkish Yisera? Kishkish Yisera, the Rashba says, is more Mishunah than regular Kishkish. But the Rashba said, pains to say, it's the more Urche than Karen. It's not like Karen, it's not Mamish Mishunah. But it's more Mishunah or less Urche than ordinary Kishkish. So the Chachilik Gemara said, look, I know that Urche is Potter, Lav Urche is Chayim. Well, here I have something that's in the gray area. It's not exactly Urche, but it's not exactly Mishunah. So where exactly should I put it? That was the Bayah. So the answer is, the Gemara answers that the Torah Shein Veregel is not just an arbitrary Xeris HaKosov, that Urche is Potter. It has a Havana. The Havana is, Yechiyach Zenev is Nova V'yelech. That the Torah wasn't mechayiv you to walk behind the behemah and be shemir, and that's the blanket thing. The Torah was not mechayiv you ever to walk behind your behemah and be shemir, because if you had to walk behind your behemah and be shemir it, then how would shemir regel be potter? The reason why shemir regel is potter is because lechivasa Torah to walk behind the behemah, and if that's the reason, now we have to. In order for this pshat to work, we have to say it's a package deal. If you have to walk behind your behemah, then you can walk behind the behemah and watch out for the shemir regel too. The reason why you don't have to walk, but the Torah said you don't have to watch out for the Shein Veregel. Must be the Torah said you don't have to walk behind the Behem at all. Which it can't be, you have to walk behind the Behem and hold on to the Zonov for Kishkish Yisera, but not for regular Kishkish. Or you have to walk your behind the Behem and hold on to the Karnayim and not hold on to the Zonov. Once you're walking behind the Behem, then you should have to watch the Behem from all of the Hezek. From any Hezek in Michael. If you're walking behind the Behem, you can't just let it step on somebody else's keli. The fact that you let it stop in somebody else's keli means the Torah wasn't mechayiv you to walk behind your behemoth. And that's the svar v'chiyus edeb is nama v'yelach. That loichi was the Torah v'kach. The fact that the Torah patted you from Shem v'regel means that the Torah said you don't have to walk behind your behemoth and guard it. So mele you potter from Shem v'regel. So the Gemara says, oh, so kishkush yisera is the same thing. Once you don't have to walk behind your behemoth and guard it from regular kishkush, then you don't have to walk behind your behemoth and guard it from kishkush yisera either. Because even though Kishkish Yisera is Mishunah, but who cares that it's a little bit Mishunah anyway, doesn't matter, because once you're not walking behind your behemoth, so that's it, you don't have to walk behind your behemoth, so the behemoth can do whatever the behemoth does. And that the Gemara asks, and it all goes directly to this bayah of Kishkish Yisera. The Gemara asks, on your theory, so then you should be pulled from Karen also. Because you could say the same thing about Karen, once you're not walking behind your behemoth, then how are you even going to know that it's going to be Menageach? And that's certainly not true, you're certainly Chayav by Karen. So the Gemara answers that Karen is different. Karen, the reason why you don't have to walk behind Karen, the behemoth does, again, the same idea. Karen, the behemoth does not have a right to be menageach b'karna. I say, why don't you have to guard it? The answer is because cheskashim b'kaima. The behemoth is not going to do such a thing. You don't think the behemoth is going to do such a mishunadika thing to be menageach b'karna. I used to say the same thing about kishkish yisera. So maybe that's how Kishkish Yisera also works. Maybe Kishkish Yisera is like Karen. Maybe Kishkish Yisera does not have a right to do. But the reason why you don't have to guard it from Kishkish Yisera is because it's Bechezka Shimur that it's not going to do a Kishkish Yisera. The answer is, this is the thing that I want to be myself today, the answer is that's Poshut, that even if Stam Shorim are Bechezka Shimur, they're not Bechezka Shimur from Kishkish Yisera. Kishkish Yisera, Rashma says Bethera, it's not Meshunah Mamish. It's Yosu Urche from Karen. It's more Meshunah than Kishkush Harogel. It's in between. Something behavior doesn't do ordinarily, but it does it once in a while. So you can't, that's poshut. At least it was poshut to the Gemara. That the svar of stam shvarim becheskel shimur kaimo, that's only by things that are mishun and mamish. That a behemoth of a lifetime and never do. So that's like Karen. Karen is becheskel shimur kaimo, the same as mishum meris from being menageh. That's why you don't have to walk behind the behemoth and worry about the Karen. Kishka shisero, whether it's mishunah, it may be a little bit mishunah, but it's not becheskel shimur from kishka shisero. So you can't say the reason why you don't have to walk behind the behemoth and hold on to its tail is because it's mishum meris from kishka shisero. That's a bottom. So then, Taka, why don't you have to walk behind the behemoth and hold on to the tail from kishka shisero? And you can't say you really do, because if you really do, then you should have to watch Shen Beregel also. Once you're walking behind the behemoth, so then you should have to watch it from everything. So al korchach, you have to say that kishka shisero is something you also don't have to watch out for, because the Torah gave it rishus to do kishka shisero. I'll say it again, the way that the shakla we find the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara thought of the Havam, you know, that Urche and Lav Urche is just an arbitrary exercise of cost. So then the Gemara says, fine, so I know what Urche is, and I know what Lav Urche is, but what about the gray area in between, the things that are Urche somewhat, but not somewhat, you know, they're the Ktasim Shulam. Well, where do they exactly fit in? So Dr. Gemara, at the end of it, we'll skip the middle step. The Gemara's answer is that I'll tell you how it all works. The Torah said you don't have to walk behind your behemoth and your b'shemrit. That's implicit in the whole din of Shen Beregel. If you have to walk behind your behemoth and be shomer, then there would no din of Shen Beregel. Why would Shen Beregel be part of Rishus Rabbah? You're expected to walk behind your behemoth, and if you walk behind your behemoth, how can you let it step on other people's property? How can you let it eat up other people's property? Al Kochach, there's a gilui over here that lechivosit Torah b'kach. You don't have to keep your animal locked up at home, like the Rashba says, and you don't have to walk behind it as it walks in the street. You're allowed to let your animals walk in the street, and that's the yisoid. And that is predicated the whole din of Shen Beregel is part of Rishus Rabbah. So you don't have to walk behind your behemoth, which means the behemoth has rishus to do and to go urchei and to be mazik b'shus rabbi. But what about the things that are not urchei? Those things the Torah, the behemoth does not have rishus to do. So why don't you have to guard it from those? There it is. You do have to guard it from things that are mishunah, but that doesn't require you to walk behind your behemoth, because the behemoth is automatically guarded from the things that are mishunah, because tam shor becheska shimer kaim. That's the Gemara's answer. That is not a, we thought it's Tam Exeris HaKosov. No, it's not a Tam Exeris HaKosov. There's a Havon over here. The things that are, you for sure never have to walk here behind your behemoth. That's a given. Otherwise, the whole thing falls apart. Otherwise, Shen Beregel makes no sense. You never have to walk here behind your behemoth. Since you don't have to walk here behind your behemoth, so therefore, Behechrech, the behemoth has a right to do the things that are Orchid, that it's expected to do. Because it's going to do them, and you're not walking behind it. Must be the Torah gave it wishes to do. Those things that are mishunah, the behemah on the one hand is not a rishus to do. Because they're mishunah, that's not, the Torah didn't give the behemah rishus to do mishunah to good things. But you don't have to walk behind the behemah for those things, because you don't expect them to happen. Stam shor b'becheskel shimur kaimo. So how does this answer the how are we push up the bayah of kishkish yisayir? The answer is yes, now the bayah of kishkish yisayir disappears. Because kishkish yisayir, we don't know, is it 100% urchei, not 100% urchei, but it's for sure not b'cheskel shimur. It's not like Karen, it's not Becheska Shimur Kaimu. So, if you don't have to walk behind your behemoth, you know that it's going to occasionally do a Kishka Shiseir. So why aren't you? So, it must be that it has Rishus to do that. Because if the behemoth did not have Rishus to do Kishka Shiseir, then you'll be Mechuyev to walk behind the behemoth and hold on to its zonov, lest it do Kishka Shiseir. And we know that you're not, because then everything falls apart. If you're Mechuyev to walk behind it for Kishka Shiseir, then you have to walk behind it, and if you have to walk behind it, you should be Chayiv even for Shen Beregel. You're not mechuyev to walk behind the behemoth. Well, if you're not mechuyev to walk behind the behemoth for kishkish harogel, then obviously you're not mechuyev to walk behind it for kishkish yisera, because you can't divide it up. You can't say I have to walk behind it for kishkish yisera. I don't have to walk behind it for kishkish harogel. If I'm walking behind it, I'm walking behind it. If I'm not walking behind it, I'm not walking behind it. And the Torah said you don't have to walk behind it. All right, you're parted from ordinary shein v'regel. So you're not walking behind the behemoth. Well, what's going to be with kishkish yisera? And you can't say it's Becheska Shimur, because it's not Becheska Shimur from Kishka Shisera, it's Becheska Shimur from Dvar Mamashun and Mamash, from Karen. But it's not Becheska Shimur from Kishka Shisera. Al Korchach, if the Torah said you don't have to walk behind your behemoth, it must be that those things that are Mashun and Mamash, those are Becheska Shimur. And anything that's not Becheska Shimur, it must have Rishus to do. And that last sentence maybe is the whole story. Those things that are Becheska Shimur, the Haim is not allowed to do. You don't have to guard for them, because they're guarded automatically. And anything that's not Becheska Shimur, anything that falls short of being Mamish Becheska Shimur, all the gray area, all the things that are not becheska shimur, al kochach the behemah is allowed to do them lechatchila. Because if the behemah wasn't allowed to do them lechatchila, you would have to hold on to its tail. And we know the Torah wasn't chayiv to hold on to its tail. All right, because you see a potter from Shen Veregel. That's how the Gemara was pushed to Dubai. Keren Mu'ud
is different because of what
I said. Keren Mu'ud, so Keren Mu'ud is different because Keren Mu'ud, oh, so now there's a good question. So if that's the case, what about Keren Mu'ud? Keren Mu'ud, L'chari, you do have to walk behind. Because Keren Mu'ud is not Bechez Kashimer anymore, you have to walk behind and you have to hold on to its horns. So why don't I say, by every Keren Mu'ud, since you have to walk behind it anyway, you should be Chayef Hashem Verego. I should come out a new halacha, which is certainly a false halacha. It's a fake news. That it should come out according to this mahalach, that by Keren Mu'ud, where you do have to walk behind the behemoth, so now once you have to walk behind the behemoth, you should why not be Mechayef and Shein Verego? I think the answer is, and here we'll use this idea of Rishus. Once the Torah says you don't have to walk behind the Keren Tama, so Behechach, the Torah gave a behemoth Rishus to walk around in Rishus Rabbim and do the things that are okay. So now the behemoth has Rishus to do the things that are okay. So what, now even if it's a Keren Mu'edis, so fine, so now the owner has to walk behind it. But the behemoth has Rishus to be Mazik B'Shein Regel, so it doesn't matter the owner's walking behind it. Okay, now the owner can walk behind it, and he can say, hear no evil, see no evil, I don't care that my behemoth is stepping other people's things, because now the behemoth has Rishus to do it. And like the Rosh said by Kefetzis, once the behemoth has Rishus to step on things B'Shus Rabin, so it's on the Bala Peiris, L'Harcha Kesatzme, the Bala Peiris has no business leaving things B'Shus Rabin. So you can't be the Chai of the no, if there would be, if even Keren Tama, it all starts because anyways, it starts from Keren Tama. By a Keren Tama, you see that I'm part of Shen Regel. Why am I part of Shen Regel? It must be, fine, it must be, I don't have to walk behind it. Because if I had to walk behind it, I mean, it must be that the Torah, it all goes together. There must be the Torah is telling me the reason why you're part of the Shem Regel. It's because the Torah said you don't have to walk behind it. Like, the Torah to walk behind it. Which behechuk means that it's potter from the that it has rishus to be masik b'shem v'reg, but it starts with lechi vasa Torah b'kach. The gili kra is lechi vasa Torah b'kach. The Torah says in shem v'reg that mechuyev to walk behind your behem. So hakochuch says in that at least a regular behem and not a behem mu'edus. You don't have to walk behind the regular behem. So if there's a gili kra, you don't have to walk behind the regular behem. So in that it says mimele behechuk that it must have rishus to be masik b'shem v'reg, because if you're not guarding it, nobody else is. Must have a shus to be masik b'shen regel. Once that have a shus to be masik b'shen regel, that even by Karen, now even a behemim wedus, which you do have to walk behind, or lock up or something, but it has your shus to be masik b'shen regel. But the gili cross starts that you don't have to walk behind the regular behemim.
The Rashba says in the Hemshech that the reason why I would say that still an occasion of kishkus yisera is potter is because of the orche nami, according to Rebbe.
Meaning, we know the Torah said Urchei and Aborchei, so we know what's the gray area. So the answer is all the gray area we label as Urchei. Because the only things we label as Lav Urchei are the things that are Beches Kishimur. Because if you would label things that are not Beches Kishimur as being Lav Urchei, then you would have to, meaning things that it doesn't have Rishus to do, then you would have to walk behind the behemah and guard for them. And since you clearly don't, so it must be that anything that's not Mamash Mishunah, we label as Urchei, and Urchei are the things that it has Rishus to do. Because the behemah has Rishus to do the things that are Urchei. Well, what about Kishkish Yisayah? Is that Urchei? Is Lav Urchei? Is it Urchei and it has Rishus? Is Lav Urchei? It doesn't have Rishus. The Achra is that since it's not Bechetz Kishimur, it must be Urchei. Because otherwise you'd have to be Yechzeneb is Nova V'Elech. V'chi Yechzeneb is Nova V'Elech. That's the bottom line. If we cut to the bottom line, V'chi Yechzeneb is Nova V'Elech, you don't have to hold on to its tail. And if you don't have to hold on to it, why don't you have to hold on to its tail? It can't be because it's Bechetz Kishimur, because only carried it be cheskeshimur. Things that are mishuna knas or ksas are not be cheskeshimur. Al kochicha must be that we consider them to be urche, meaning we consider them to be things that the Beim has rishus to do, even though they're mishuna ksas. But they're urche enough, they're not mishuna gomer, so they're not be cheskeshimur. Whatever, that's what I said before, whatever is not be cheskeshimur, the Beim must be, we consider it to be urche, the Beim has rishus to do it, and that's why you don't have to walk behind the Beim. You had the other question.
Now
we're saying all the middle things become like regal. Because you say it becomes regal.
The Rashi doesn't. His
maskana
isn't that it's regal.
It is regal. We place it to buy that kishkish is regal.
Shane.
I mean Shane, whatever. Shane, regal is the same thing. Linyaneno is the same thing. It's all the things that are urche. Shane and regal are the same thing. They both bought the Rishis Rabbah for the same reason, because they're urche. Like the Rama says. The behemah has a shush to go kan to kan, but derech behemah l'shabek kedarka and lechel kedarka. It all goes into all of the same head.
Is that such a big difference? But why does it have to be that Karen Tom is not orche? That Karen Tom doesn't have a shush to do it. Why can't it be that he has a shush, that Karen Tom has a shush? So then, if it has a shush, then mechiyach zena, you should have to walk after it. No, but because you don't, because to be a good shmir on Karen Tom is not doing anything, because it's already shmir. Sorry, I'll say it again.
You want to say it? What, it has rishus or doesn't have rishus?
It has rishus. Your animal has rishus to be there. It didn't never do anything. If it, and it doesn't, this mishuna act, it has rishus to do it.
So the animal has rishus to in the geach, okay?
And you would have thought chiyach, right? So then, how come chiyach then doesn't apply? Because that's, you don't need it to be shomer your Karen Tom. You don't need to follow it because it's already shomer.
Why do I need becheska shima kaimo? Then
that explains why you don't have to bechiyach zena. Why don't you have to hold on to the whole time, make sure it doesn't go or anything? So it won't.
Well, if it has a shus, it should be like shen v'regel. Shen v'regel. Why don't you have to hold on to shen v'regel?
No, because the only way to protect your animal from shen v'regel from doing something
right
is to follow it the whole time.
So the same thing is true about care.
No, becheska shima. You don't have to. It will be guarded, even though it has a shus to do it. So you're hyped. The only way to guard it, the only way to guard Shein Regel is to be there. So there's no way you'd be chayv with such a shmira. But for Karen, how do you guard it? Just do nothing. So even though it has a shush, it's guarded though.
So then, if Haladvam Kavachaymer, if Shein Regel is not guarded, since it has a shush, you potter. So Karen Tam, which is guarded, so Alachas Kamel Chami should be potter. But the fact is, you're not Yechayev. That's the Gemara's kasha. If he's ever kind of Yelach, so how come Karen is Chayev? That's the Gemara's question. If you have Rishus to do Karen the same way, if the Behemah has Rishus to be Minageach, the same way that's Rishus to be Masik B'Shem V'Regel, just, it's also Mishumeris. So, if Shem V'Regel is potter, even though it's not Mishumeris, but it's potter anyway because it has rishus. So Karen, which it also has rishus, and to boot, it's also mishumeres, should it be even more potter? But we know it's not the way. On the contrary, Karen is more chayav than shenereg.
That's why he says not orchid.
Right.
That's the whole point. He never brings up rishus. Meaning rishus is.
But what does lav orchid make it better? Lav orchid should make it. Lav orchid should make it more potter, right? Not less potter.
But lav orchid, that's why he makes mecheska shima.
Right, but mecheska shima should make it more potter, not more chayav.
Shen V'Regel
has Rishus, and it's also not Mishumeris. Karen, has Rishus, and to boot, it's also Mishumeris. So you're telling me Karen is even, the Gemara makes no sense. The Gemara said Shen V'Regel is Potter because it has Rishus. Or let's say you don't want to say Rishus. Shen V'Regel is Potter because Torah wasn't Mechayev me to guard it.
Right.
So Karen, the Torah, even more shouldn't be Mechayev me to guard it because. I mean, the Torah is not mechayev me to guard Shein V'Regel, but the Torah is mechayev me to guard Karen. The Torah wasn't mechayev me to guard Shein V'Regel, because Chiyazenev is Lova V'Elech. But when it comes to Karen, the Torah, maybe the Torah really wants me to guard it, except the Torah itself guards it. So then why, and so why is there even a chiyuv? That's a knas.
Yeah, it's just a knas.
Yeah,
but then it's just an ikachasim, and I say, then what does the word need the whole mishumeris? The Gemara's basic answer is that it's a knas. So the Gemara should have answered, that's a knas. That's what the Gemara should have said. You asked me, you're Karen Nami, Karen's a knas.
The Gemara is saying that the L'chiyah Chazana doesn't apply to Karen, right?
It maybe
apply.
It does, but it's a knas.
No, it doesn't apply because, not because, no, L'chiyah Chazana doesn't apply because it's already, because that's not how you guard it. How would you guard Karen? Do nothing. By Hashem Regal, the only way to guard it would be the Chiyah Zen. So there's no way the Torah can make you guard it. But Karen, you could guard it. So even though they both have Rishus, Karen could be guarded. And Hashem Regal is impossible to guard.
So Sukhila, because the Gemara started saying Hashem Regal is Poter because there's no way to guard it. Karen, the Gemara asked of Karen also, there's no way to guard, so you should also be Poter. Karen says, Karen, there is a way to guard. If you rely on the Cheska Shimur. It is guarded. So lav urchei. It's guarded. And what is lav urchei? So I still don't understand. So then why is Karen chayev? The things that I can't guard a putter, so things that are actually guarded, should be even more putter.
Exactly, that's why it's
knas. And that's why
the Rashman. So then that could be knas on the other one too. So that could be a knas for Shen Regel too. Elam, I will have to say, no, Shein Regel can't make a knas because he can't do it. He can't. What's the knas going to help? He can't do it. So Karen also, what's the knas going to help? The Torah, more than he's already doing, he can't do. So the whole thing is missing. So what's the Torah's thing more? If there's a knas over there, should be a knas over here too.
So he can
grab the Karen. There's a zon of two, but Torah's not mechayev him. So how come my zon, if there's no knas in my Karen, there is a knas?
Because Zor.
Why does Urchei have to do a knas?
Because that's exactly what
Urchei does. Urchei just means that it's bechesle, that it's lav bechesle shima kaima. It doesn't change the impossibility of guarding it. You can't guard Shein Regel. You can't guard Shein Regel because V'chiyach Zenev is lov v'yelach. And you can't guard from Karen either because V'chiyach Zenev v'kaina v'yelach. Zahakim Karen is chayev. So you're telling me, no, Karen really is supposed to guard, but the Torah guards it. Okay, fine. So the Torah guards it. So I'm very happy with the Torah that's guarding it. But why do I have a chiyuch knas?
That's why when the Rosh rings, he says, like, an afal gav that you're paying, it's a knas ba'alma because they want you to do a.
Fine,
like,
but that knas ba'alma you should have over here too. That knas ba'alma, kechid, that you should do in the tier in the tiusim al-yosa, so why don't you have the knas by zonav also? And if. I mean, it's the same thing. If you have a knas by Karen, and what's the knas supposed to give you incentive to do? Somehow you have to grab the horns or do something more. So do the same thing by zonav. Let's make a knas so you'll hold on to the tail. The same as there's a knas over there, you'll hold on to the horns. There should be a knas over here, you'll hold on to the tail. That's the ikkar kashi in the Rashba. Like, what did he gain? He didn't do. How did he solve the Gemara's problem? How did the Gemara solve the Gemara's problem? The Gemara thought Shein Regel is potter because Yichiv Zenev is Nova V'Yelech, and Kishkush is potter because Yichiv Zenev is Nova V'Yelech. So Karen should also be potter because Yichiv Zenev is Karen. You can't watch one more than the other. That's implicit in the Gemara's question. You can't. The same way you can't hold the tail, you can't hold the Karen. It's clear in the Gemara that the Karen is not easier than the Zonav. The same way you can't hold the Zonav, you can't hold the Karen. So why is Karen Chayev? So the Gemara answers, it's Meshumeres. So what does Meshumeres help? Meshumeres is more reason to be saying, no, Meshumeres means really the Torah wants you to hold on to the horns. But the Torah says, we'll hold on to the horns for you. Nature will hold on to the horns for you. Okay, fine. So nature will hold on to the horns for me. So, but still, why are you Chayev? Why am I Chayev? LMI, because it's a Knas, so make a Knas over here too. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I think what I'm learning is very attractive. That what the Gemara is answering is the things that you that the Gemara is answering like this. That's a given. You don't have to hold on to anything. You don't have to hold not onto the tail and not onto the horns. That's a given. That's the Svarim Chizkenev is Nova V'Yelach. But it's for different reasons. By Shen Regel you don't have to hold. By Shen Regel you don't have to hold on. The Torah said you don't have to. But what's going to be with the other person's property? So the Terence by Shen V'Regel, you don't have to hold on to the Shen V'Regel, and it's taka going to be Masik, and we expect it's going to be Masik for Shen V'Regel. Al Korcha Chata Omer, that it has Rishus to be Masik for Shen V'Regel. Like Al Nizik Lach Hisatzma. By Karen, you don't have to hold on to the corns, but that's not because it has Rishus, but on the contrary, because we don't expect it. We don't expect it. So fine, so that's why I don't have to hold that. That's why, but it doesn't have Rishus. On the contrary, a Maisim Mishunim, it does not have Rishus to do. But we just don't expect them to happen. Well, but since Maisim Mishunim it does not have Rishus to do, so we wouldn't mind having a little bit of extra insurance that it doesn't actually do them anyway. But Shein Regel, we don't need insurance that shouldn't do it, because it's allowed to do it. Like Karen, we want to have a little bit of extra insurance that shouldn't do it, because it's not allowed to do it. So yeah, so we could rely, Mikra Din, we could rely that it's not going to do it. It doesn't hurt to give a little bit of incentive, a little bit of a bonus, knas, that to make sure that the behemoth doesn't do ma'aseh mishlim, that doesn't have rishus to do. And I don't want to get one more question, then we'll go.
How does a knas do anything here either? Like, it's not going to make the baal behemoth do a proper shmir, because there's still cheska shimur, which says he doesn't have to. So
right, it'll make the baal behemoth maybe walk behind the behemoth. Maybe he will walk behind the behemoth.
Even though there's cheska shimur.
Yeah. In Hilchas Mamon Sevadi doesn't have to, but in Hilchas Knas it gives him an incentive that he should do it to Yerushim. Or maybe he doesn't have to mamash walk behind the behemoth. Maybe he'll check it out once in a while. Be Yosef Nichnas. He'll do something more than the minimum b'cheska shimur kaimu. It's not a full shmir of Yechzene b'karna. Maybe he won't do a full shmir of Yechzene b'karna. That's probably very unrealistic. But that doesn't matter. We don't need it anyway, because we have the basic shmira, the basic coverage we have. It's b'cheska shimur kaimu. We'll make sure there's a little bit of a knas that once in a while you keep an eye on his bein. That's not called shimur. It doesn't rise to the level of full-fledged shimur. But you don't need a full-fledged shimur. It's b'cheska shimur anyway. Shen Reza is not b'cheska shimur. Giving a knas that he should do a little bit extra is not going to make it. Is not going to make the behemoth mishumeres. So there, al kochach, it must be that it has reshus to do to be mazik. So if it has reshus to be mazik, we don't need to do anything further. Yeah, that's as far as the Rashi is concerned. There's a Ravid. We're running out of time, but I really want to finish today. There's a Ravid. The Ravid in some ways is very reminiscent of the Rashba. Well, we'll see. Bashkov for Shani is not, but the Ravid is a little bit different. The Ravid tell the Ravid outside. First of all, the Ravid says that the Gemara all along knew that the Bai is the Bai of a Kishkish Yisayir. The whole discussion was about Kishkish Yisayir, but he has a deal. He says, because otherwise, why did the Gemara have to come out and say this Svar B'chir? Is that really the question that I asked at the beginning of Shir? He says, whoever gave the answer, B'chir, we don't know who spoke that to whom, but whoever said B'chir Zena B'snova B'yelech, yes, the Rashba, the Ravid rather. Why do you need such a fancy answer? A svar min atzak. He should have said it's Urche. We know Urche is potter. What do you need this? What he calls a svar min atzak? It's potter as the Urche. Kochach Rav that he wasn't asking about something that's self-evident that it's Urche. He wasn't asking about regular kishkush. Kishkush is taka Urche. We know Urche is potter because there are no needs, no reasons needed. He was asking about Kishkish Yisera. Kishkish Yisera is maybe Mishuna. Kishkish Yisera is maybe Mishuna. So if it's Mishuna, so that you can't just answer that it's Urche. So what did he answer him? He said, V'chir Zenev is Nova V'yelech. So what does V'chir Zenev is Nova V'yelech mean? Says the Ravid, it means that since Haven the kishkush muat urcha, since moderate kishkush is urcha, my havile le mevod be kishkush yisera. So what did you expect him to do for kishkush yisera? Regular kishkush is urcha. It's potter. So what do you want from him from kishkush yisera? How's he supposed to prevent the kishkush yisera? Yechzenev is not a v'elach. Kilo for an ordinary kishkush, don't need any reasons. Ordinary kishkush is urcha. End of story. But kishkush yisera, here we need a new svara. What's the new svara? Heyois, that kishkush muot is urche, so my havelei lemevet b'kishkush yisera. So b'shutoi, it sounds like he's saying that it's like an onus. The etzim kishkush, he's allowed to happen. If kishkush was altogether mishuna, so maybe he would be supposed to prevent it from happening or something, I don't know. But since kishkush is urcha, so he only has to worry about the kishkush yisera, but the regular kishkush doesn't have to worry about his potter. That is a worry. Kishkush yisera, you want it to be shomer the behemoth from kishkush yisera. Kishkush is Seir may have a little bit. How can he be Shayma the Behemoth from Kishkush is Seir? Yechzenim is not a Veelach. That's the whole argument. So it sounds like he's saying that maybe Kishkush is Seir really is Mashunah. But he's like an honest. Because the Vichy of Zenev is not the other from Kishish Yisera, my have a little method. It's very shred, this right. First of all, if Kishish Yisera is really a concern, so let him take a hold of Zenev from Kishish Yisera. Like what he said, since Kishish Hamuat is Urche, so my have a little method for Kishish Yisera. You can't guard it only from the Kishish Yisera. Okay, so don't guard it from the Kishish Yisera, guard it from Kishish altogether. You can't distinguish kishkush muad is urcha, so that you can't. That you don't have to prevent. Elamai kishkush yisera. You can't prevent kishkush yisera while you're allowing kishkush kedark. That's what it sounds like he's saying. No, kishkush yisera is urcha. My hevel elam mevin me kishkush yisera. Once you're allowing the kishkush muad, how are you supposed to prevent the kishkush yisera? I don't understand. First of all, so then prevent kishkush altogether. Kishkush yisera is urcha. You don't have to prevent it. It's not a mitzvah. Not like a chiyuv, you have to let the behemoth be mekashkish. And if there's a danger of kishkish seira, so then don't allow it. Don't allow kishkish at all. Like, what kind of time is that? Regular kishkish is safe, or regular kishkish urcha. So you want me to only guard from kishkish seira? I don't have a way to guard from kishkish seira since I'm allowing regular kishkish. So who told you to let kishkish? Who told you to let kishkish mud? Yeah, kishkish mud is urcha, but don't allow it because it's going to lead to kishkish seira. That's one question. And then number two, I don't understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. So what's the Gemara asked from Karen? So the heart of the Gemara's question is that Karen also might have a little mevud. What's the Gemara's kasha exactly from Karen? I guess we'll have to say the Gemara's kasha is that you're not walking behind the behemoth to guard it from regular kishkush or regular walking or regular things. So may have a little mevud from Karen. So like you're an onus on the Karen. So what's the teres of the Slav Ruchot? Then I'm also going to say the Gemara's teres. So Slav Ruchot. So what is that? But you're honest, my Hevel Lemevet. If my Hevel Lemevet means, like, the simple meaning is that you're an honest, so what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara must be asking that the same way you're an honest on Kishkush Yisera, Hevel Lemevet, you must be an honest as well from Karen. Right? Meaning, since you're not walking behind the behemoth, so you're an honest from Karen also. So again, I don't understand the same thing. So walk behind the behemoth for Karen. That's an honest, because you don't have to walk behind. You're not walking behind the behemoth for Shane Varegal, therefore you're an honest but heavily member from Karen. What do you mean? If Karen's a danger, then walk behind it for Karen. Well, that's what kind of honest is that? And number two, and then what's the Gemara's terrorist that it's La Burche? The Torah was Mechayev, so why do you, but what you said, why was her Mechayev? You're an honest. It's Mechuk that this my heavily member does not mean that he's an honest. He's got an out of honest. What kind of honest is he? So what does it mean? So I think the half of the derivatives mean more alderach the Rashba. The might have a little mevid means it's a gili milsim. The Torah said a really satisfactory pshat in the Rashba that I don't have. I think alderach. We could maybe learn the Rashba, derive it out there after Rashba. When he says, my Hevel Lemevet, he doesn't mean you're an onus. The Hevel Lemevet means, the Torah didn't expect me to walk behind my behemoth for Shem Regal. I'm potter for Shem Regal. See, the Torah doesn't expect me to walk behind the behemoth for Shem Regal. The Torah doesn't expect me to walk behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad. Because if the Torah expected me to walk behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad, I would have been a chayev for Kishkush Muad. I would have been a chayev for Shem Regal for that matter. Because I'm walking behind my behemoth, and I let it, similar to what we said in the Rashba. From the fact that the Torah said I'm potter from Shen Varegel, it must be the Torah telling me I don't have to walk behind my behemoth. Well, once I'm not walking behind my behemoth, so how do you expect me to prevent Kishkush Yisera? Once I'm not walking behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad, meaning once the Torah is Megala, that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad, so how in the world am I supposed to prevent the Kishkush Yisera if I'm not walking behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad? And I know the Torah was not mechayev me to walk behind the behemoth for Kishkush Muad because I'm potter from Shen Varegel. So obviously, the Torah doesn't expect me to walk behind the behemoth. And then the rest will be, that will be mamish al-derech, then the rivet will be, in effect, saying the same thing as derech. But there's a gilui in the fact that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth for Shem Varegel, And the Ravid, I would add, I don't have to walk behind the behemoth for Kishkish HaRogel. So implicit in that is a Giloy, I'm sorry, from the fact that the Torah said that I'm Potter from Shen V'Regel, is a Giloy that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth and guard its zig and guard its feet. There's a Giloy I don't have to walk behind the behemoth and guard its tail. Because again, if I was supposed to walk behind the behemoth, I wouldn't be Potter from Shen V'Regel. A Koch the Torah is Megala to me that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth. By saying that I'm Potter from Shen V'Regel, the Torah is Megala that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth. And guard his chamber and guard his feet. And for that matter, I don't have to walk behind the behemoth and guard his tail. Because if I had to walk behind the behemoth and guard his tail, I would be chayv and shen v'regel too, because I'm walking behind the behemoth. So if I have to walk behind the behemoth and guard his tail, then why would I be potter even for shen v'regel? Once I'm always walking behind the behemoth, why shouldn't I have to be shomer completely? So Al Kochel Torah is telling me you don't have to guard the tail. And you don't have to guard the fact that I'm part of Hashem V'Regel, Al Koch Torah is telling me, like the Rashba said, "Lechivosa Torah," that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth, and I don't have to hold its tail. Well, since I don't have to hold its tail for Kishkish HaRogel, so my hevel and mebin with Kishkish Yisera. I mean, the Torah told me I don't have to hold the tail. So how am I supposed to prevent the Kishkish Yisera? It must be the Kishkish Yisera is also okay. And we'll say again, it must be that it has Rishus. And then the cash is from Karen, so why don't I have Rishus for Karen too? Perhaps his Karen is Bechesker Shima Kaima, so there the Takabema doesn't have Rishus, but it doesn't matter because I don't have to guard it because it's I don't expect it to happen, and everything the rest of the story will continue like the Rashba. The one thing that's still bothering me in the Ravid is I don't know what does he have to add the words Me'acha Shehu Urcha Bekishkush Harogul My Hevel Elam Mevet Bekishkush Yisera. Sounds like I need the fact that Kishkush HaMuot is Rogel to get the heter of Kishkush Yisera. And what if every Kishkush was not Rogel? What if Kishkush was altogether not Rogel? It would be the same thing. Me'achash de'urcha b'shen v'regel, and I don't have to walk behind the behem and guard the shen v'regel, so me'mele my heavenly mevet from the zonuf. You can't divide up. You can't say, well, I don't have to hold the shen v'regel, but maybe I have to hold the zonuf. But what's the kashrus from Karen? Maybe I don't have to hold the zonuf, but I have to hold the Karen. Obviously, it's a package deal. If I don't have to hold the zonov, I don't have to hold the keren. So, by the same token, if I don't have the feet, if I don't have to hold the feet, I don't have to hold the zonov. So, what do you have to say? That since kishkish hamuot is urcha, so mehevel lemevet mekishkish yisera. Didn't need that middle step. You could have just said me'achashu urcha b'shen v'regel. Torah patted me from shen v'regel. Must be that I don't have to walk behind the behemoth and guard the feet. So it means I don't have to walk behind the behemoth. If I don't have to walk behind the behemoth. So that means I don't have to worry about the tail. Because if I had to worry about the tail, then I would have to walk behind the behemoth. And again, you can't say no. Maybe the Torah only talked about reglaim, but maybe the tail you do have to hold. You can't be mechalik in such a way, because then what does Gemara want from Karen? Maybe you have to hold the Karen. It all goes together. If you have to walk behind the behemoth, you have to guard everything. And if you don't have to walk behind the behemoth, then you don't have to walk behind the behemoth. There's no dividing it up. So that one line in the Ravid, Me'achashu Urcha B'Kishkish HaRogel, Me'hevel Me'ved B'Kishkish Yisera, I don't know, maybe it's Ladafka that line in the Ravid. That line's a little bit rough. But Yisayda Dover, L'chora, the Ravid, it has to be Alderech the Rashba. Okay, I wanted to be more, when I suffer, I'll say we'll get back to tomorrow, but it's a very light thing, so it doesn't require getting back into all the Cheshbonos over here. And then I want to go on to the Sugya of Kishkish HaRogel. So you have to see the Rosh and the Shittim Kubetzis and Kishkish HaRogel.